This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Grace means unmerited favor, something we don't deserve. That's why Paul said, "I'm an apostle by the grace of God." He was a persecutor of the church. In verse 8, when he talks about, "I'm the least of all of God's people," that wasn't false humility. Have you ever had somebody talk, "Well, I'm just nobody"? Well, sometimes that's an indirect source of pride. He meant it. He said, "I'm the least of all God's people to be used as an apostle." He was responsible for Christians being murdered. He was responsible for Christians being imprisoned, at least. And God said, "I'm going to use you as an apostle to the Gentiles, to the non-Jews." What is it that the Lord could enable you to do? God may give you the grace to love your husband. God may give you the grace to love your wife. God may give you the grace to love your children or your parents. He may give you the grace to forgive people that you couldn't forgive or deal with on your own. Let me give you some powerful illustrations of this. When I ministered in Columbus, Ohio, I remember having a phone conversation with a woman who'd gone through a lot of abuse as a child, physical abuse, not sexual abuse, but physical abuse. And just parenthetically, you may have been here when I mentioned a few weeks ago that the three greatest causes of depression in children, according to an article in Psychology Today magazine, were three that surprised me, because what was not in the list? I thought at the top three would be the death of a parent. Didn't make the top three. You know what didn't make the list? The death of a sibling didn't make the top three. The three greatest causes of depression in children: family violence, number one, where a child witnesses violence against himself or herself and then witnesses the violence toward a sibling. That is the greatest cause of depression, number one, in children. Number two was the mental illness of a parent. And then number three was family divorce. The third greatest cause of depression in children. And what is remarkable to me about that statement there, the third one, is I don't know how many times over the years I've had conversations with a man or a woman who say, "Hey, my kids are fine with this. They're going to be great. They're going to do wonderful." And isn't it interesting? Psychology Today says it's the third greatest cause of depression in children is family divorce. It's not a light thing to them. And that's the point of that. I asked them, I said, "How are you dealing with what you've been through?" And this woman on the phone said something that I will never forget as long as I live. Here's what she said: "I'm learning to see the gift in the wound. I'm learning to see the gift in the wound." What does that mean? Grace. Grace. I'm learning to see the gift in the wound. Meaning I'm able to see the hand of God even in my wounds. What would that do for somebody today if you said, "God, help me to see your hand even in the negative stuff"? One of my favorite stories out of the Old Testament comes out of the book of Numbers. I think it's in 22, 23, and 24 of Numbers, where Israel's enemies hire a prophet to call down curses upon God's people. He's a gun for hire. In other words, he's not a prophet of God. They just say, "We want you, we'll pay you to call down curses on Israel." You know what Numbers says? It says this: God turned the curses into blessings. I love that. God turned the curses into blessings.
I have a feeling that that statement from the Old Testament is speaking to some man or woman right now who's listening to this program. You're about to see God's hand at work in your life, hopefully, to turn a curse into a blessing. Wouldn't it make a difference in your day to know that that's possible? Our website is crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday, or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.